Right, so...
Let's continue, please.
Well, thank you very much for your remarks. I think you were over-generous. Over-generous. But I will not complain about this. Okay, but let me answer your question, the first question. What was the purpose of the Minotaur? Is it a metaphor or is it a hypothesis? It is a hypothesis in the form of a metaphor. The hypothesis is very... Okay, what is the Minotaur in my book? It's the twin deficit of the United States. I wanted a nice mythological name for it. It doesn't sound good, the twin deficit of the United States. But that's what it is, right? And it's, I could use the metaphor of a huge vacuum cleaner, which sucks from the rest of the world net exports and surplus capital. But the Minotaur is better because of a number of reasons, right? Firstly, again, in the Minotaur story, you have the tributes, the tsunami of capital is young boys and girls, right, that come to Crete in exchange for the peace and stability and equilibrium that the Cretan Empire is affording the rest of the Eastern Mediterranean. Secondly, I like the fact of that the Minotaur is a product of incest of the Cretan queen and the bull who lives in the labyrinth, and it's a dirty secret. She loves her son, right? But of course she can't show him around, right? And he's buried in the labyrinth. He's a secret, but needs to be nurtured and can only be nurtured with human flesh, right? So this is the dirty secret of American hegemony, was that it was founded on a deficit. And it had to be nurtured by those tributes that were coming. Now, when you